Hello, it's Taxation Podcast time again. Apologies for not being around last week, but we're back now and we're just going to cover a few highlights from this week's forthcoming issue. I'm web editor Daniel Selwood and I'm with the magazine's editor Mike Truman.
Hello there.
And first of all, you have a message for one of our listeners, Mike.
Yes, Tim Good. Thank you, Tim. Tim mentioned our podcast at the CIOT Residential Conference in Cambridge, so I know he listens, so hello, Tim.
And Tim, please let more of your friends and colleagues know about this podcast. All right, some housekeeping. First of all, the Taxation Awards, 45 days at the time of recording.
Absolutely, and table, I mean, the trouble is this is just going to sound like the standard guff that everybody gives, but it is genuinely true. The tables are going fast. I think we're probably going to have, we'll certainly have as many people as we've ever had there, because, you know, we'll get to the limit of the room probably. But particularly if you've got a team that's been nominated, I mean, we will be chasing you, but anybody who wants to come, get your booking in now, really.
Next of all, I have myself launched with my colleague Paul Foxton a new editorial service for readers and listeners. And if you'll see by my column this week on the website that we are inviting readers to write in and ask us how to improve the search optimization of their websites, if that all makes sense.
Yeah, it's a really good service to offer to people.
So little tips of and nuggets of advice on how to mess with the big boys in your local area. More of that you'll see in the article and in the follow up as well. Now to the magazine itself, the comment piece is worth a read. But Alex Byrne basically suggests that the real time PAYE system,
real time information. It's looking as if the government is going to insist on having it because it sort of ties in with their universal credit proposals. But Alex does go through, you know, I mean, let's face it, HMRC haven't exactly covered themselves in glory in dealing with PAYE over recent years. And the idea that we're going to go on to yet another new system and have to make it work in such a short period of time, it is really quite frightening. Because the difficulty with the past system was that they discovered their own data was so bad. And if their data aren't right, then we've got an ongoing problem, really.
And of course, there's news in the magazine as well of the pilot scheme that they've just launched.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, okay, you know, better to have a pilot scheme than none at all. But we, as I say, we are looking at doing something really rather fast, which is going to affect every employer. And you know, it may or may not be the right thing to do, but certainly the timescale worries me.
There's also a poll on our website asking users, visitors, whether they think the new scheme will be a success for employers or not. So get clicking on that.
I think I can probably guess what the response is going to be.
Surprisingly mixed yet, but we've only had a few responses. We'd like quite a few more. Now, the other article most worthy of note probably this week is Mike Thexton examining the tax implications of a property purchase.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously all the articles are worth reading, but Mike's, I think, particularly because it's the sort of thing that people will come across that they won't come across all the time, but that they will, you know, from time to time. And we all know that the taxation of property, particularly once you start developing it, gets terribly, terribly complicated. And this is a sort of a real-life example. It's something that Mike has been involved in, and he does go through not just the direct tax consequences, but some of the indirect tax consequences as well.
Such as?
Well, VAT. I mean, are you going to be... Should the taxpayer register for VAT when they're doing this? And it will depend quite a lot on what they're proposing to do.
Finally, we ought to mention is the news story in the magazine and online of the business record checks.
Yeah, I mean, this is beginning to annoy a lot of people. The whole prospect of the business records checks was problematic for some. The idea that the revenue are going to come into businesses and check whether or not they are doing their record keeping properly. I'm not myself totally against that. I think it's not that dissimilar to what used to happen under VAT. However, they told us that they were going to happen at the back end of this year, And it has transpired that there are already some pilot cases going on, which they don't seem to have told anyone about. And it's just so irritating that we're back into this situation. We had it a few years ago, people will remember, with the intervention letters, when they came out with no real warning to anybody that they were going to come out. You know, one wants to think well of the revenue, but the inability to learn from a mistake like that is really rather disconcerting.
Okay, thanks, Mike. There'll be no podcast next week because there'll be no magazine. We're having a week off for
Easter.
Indeed,
happy Easter.
And so we'll hopefully have you listening in a couple of weeks' time. Cheers.